Today's Tanya, the Tanya for the 19th of Iyar, is on Daf Samach Tes Amud Aleph. It's in Perek Mem Tes 49, and the number at the bottom of the page is 258. We are two lines from the bottom. Uveze Yuvon Tuv Tam Vadas. With what was said before, we will understand clearly and thoroughly. Takonas chachamim shetiknu b'ches kishma shtayim lefaneha, etc. We will understand the purpose of the bracha, the brachas before the kishma and after the kishma, that the sages instituted based on what we learned before. That the kamayim haponim leponim, that the love that a Jew has for God, which is a reflection of God's love for the Jew, this is expressed in that God puts aside his infinite light in order to reach us, and we have to put aside all of our things, all of our devotions, in order to reach out to God. And as he gave the examples, or the details, that a person should not be prevented, should not allow himself to be prevented or kept from loving God, and that his love for God should overcome even his desire for health and for sustenance and for family. And with this we'll understand the significance and the relevance of the brachas that we say before and after the kishma to the kishma. And this needs to be explained because at first glance, Ein lahem shaychus klalim kriyashma, the brachas and the content, the substance of what the brachas are expressing in the brachas before the kishma, don't seem to be connected or related to the shema at all. As we find in the Rashba and in other peskim that they ask this question about what the connection is between the brachas of the kishma and the kishma itself. And therefore, lo makor leisam birchas kishma, why are they called the blessings of the Shema, the lo matikno eson lefaneha dafki? And why are they instituted? Why has it been instituted to be recited before the Shema dafki? Elo mishum sheike kishma. So the reason is because the main purpose of the Shema, the main message of the Shema, is lekayim v'chol levavacho, Bishnei Yitzadecha. The idea of the Shema is to fulfill the mitzvah of loving God b'chol levavacha, with all your heart, and as the Gemara explains, with both the Yitzahara and the Yitzatev. What does it mean to love God with the Yitzahara? So usually we translate that to mean that even the Yitzahara must be elevated to a level where it also wants to serve God. But here the Alter Rebbe interprets it, the Hainu, what it means to serve God with both, with the Yetzirah and Yetzirah, is La Mid Neged Kol Meineyam Avas Hashem. The Yetzirah represents that which prevents the Jew from serving God with love. So to love God B'chol Levavacha means that in spite of the Yetzirah, in spite of that which prevents you from loving God, you have to ignore it, overcome it, and love God anyway. U'levavacha. Now, specifically, what are the things that could prevent a person from applying himself to the love of God? So that there are basically three things. And those three things are represented by the words levavcha, nafshecha, me'edecha. Levavcha, your heart, to serve God with your heart. Why is it difficult, or why could it be difficult, to serve God with the heart? Because the heart is basically devoted le'isha v'yodeha. A person's heart, levavei shel adam, is kshura behem b'tivei. By nature, a person's heart is devoted and attached to his wife and his children, to family. And as the Gemara says, Al posuk hu omar vayehi, that God said and it was, hu tziva v'yamid, he commanded and it was established. So the Gemara explains that hu omar vayehi, he said and there, God said and it was, zu isha, this is the love that a man has for his wife. Hutziva v'yamid, God commanded and it was established, Elu habonim, that's the devotion that a person has to his children. So we see that God instituted a love for a wife and a love for children. And that could become an obstacle to the love of God. So that's levavcha. V'nafshecha u'me'edecha, and the other words, nafshecha and me'edecha, kimashmoi, are meant literally. Chaye u'mezeina, nafshecha means your life. U'me'edecha means your money, your panasa. L'hafkir hakil b'shulavas Hashem, that a person should be ready to give it, to put it all aside in his love for God. As for example, in the Akedah. So if this is the essence of the Shema, and this is what the Shema is trying to bring us, to a love of God that transcends all other loves and all other devotions, how can the average person who is a chumri, who is a coarse, a mundane being, how can he reach l'midazu, to this level of love? L'kach sidrut chila b'chas yetzer'er. That's why the sages instituted before the Shema the bracha of Yetzer'er. Shom ne'emar, what does it say there in the bracha of Yetzer'er? That nishne ba'arichus, and it is repeated at length, inyan v'seder ha'malochim, the description of the order of the angels, ha'im din b'rum eilam, who exist in higher worlds, la'idi yagdulos yishal ha'kodesh baruch hu. Why do we discuss the angels and describe the angels in order to make known the greatness of God? How all of them are bottled to God's light. They're all subservient to God. And they express their devotion to God with fear. And they hallow God and sanctify Him. And in fear, they say, holy, what does Kodesh mean? It's not a description of God, but a description of His distance. So it's not that they know God, and they know to describe Him as holy, but the word holy means, that He is removed from them. And He does not clothe Himself within them. And as we learned in the previous Pesach, that to be clothed means that the higher power or the higher light is perceived and understood by the lower condition. And here it's not mislabish. God is not clothed within the world of the angels to where they can comprehend Him, to where they can understand Him. Where is God's present? Where does God's present permeate? In the earth, not in heaven, and where on earth specifically? Where is God known and where does God identify Himself? Not with the world of the angels, but with the Jew. Both above in Knesset Yisrael and also below in the individual Jew, v'chein ha'efanim v'chayis ha'kedesh. The same is true also with the other angels that are called efanim and the angels called chayis ha'kedesh, that they too serve God in awe and in trembling. Berash godu, and they say, baruch kved Hashem imakemei l'fi she'en yedim imasigim imakemei. They say that God should be drawn to them and should be revealed to them from His place, because they don't know or understand God's place. That God is alone, removed, and exalted. So all of this describes the greatness of God, how the angels cannot comprehend Him, and the angels don't know of His place, and the angels serve Him only in fear and in trembling and with a bittul. The achakach bracha shniyo, and after that we come to the second bracha, ahavas olam, ahavtonu Hashem elikeinu. That when we describe God's love, for whom is God's love? For us. And we describe Him as elikeinu, as our God, klema. So this tells us that the two brachas coming one after the other tells us that the angels, on the one hand, do not they can't describe God as their God, can't identify themselves with God, and they serve Him only through bittul and through subservience. So that God leaves, so to speak, He abandons the higher worlds. Kol tzva mayla hakdeshim. And where does He make Himself felt? And where does He identify Himself? Only with us, and He is called only our God, not the God of anybody else. As we learned earlier, that God calls Himself the God of Avraham, because with Avraham there is a complete attachment and a complete knowledge that God makes Himself known and felt to Avraham. And as we said before, a statement from the Gemara that love causes a contraction. Because it is an expression of Ahavas Olam, a love that comes into the world. Which means that the love has to be contracted, the light has to be contracted in order to come into the world, so that the infinite light can be present in a finite condition, and this finite condition is called the world. And why does He do this? Why does He contract Himself? Because of love. For the love of the Jews, in order to bring the Jews closer to Him, to God, until the Jew is absorbed and included into God's oneness. This is why it says, we describe God as having an exceeding nearness to God, and exceeding what? It exceeds the closeness and the nearness that God has to the higher worlds, to the hosts of the higher worlds, to the angels. And instead, He chooses us, mikol am veloshein, hu haguf hachumri, hanidme b'chumri yusei l'guf ha'yumei sa'ilam. What does it mean that God chooses us from other nations? It means that in those things in which we are similar to other nations, and that is in the body, in the mundaneness of the human body, in which the Jewish body is similar, although not the same, but similar to the non-Jewish body, and yet God chooses the Jewish body from among the non-Jews. The keraftonu lahedeis upirishedois by makimachet, and He brings us close to Himself in order that we should know Him and recognize Him, as the word heido is explained elsewhere. So that we become part of God's oneness. All of this is God's purpose in showing us an exceeding closeness. He's closer to us than to angels, and He chooses us from among other nations, and He brings us close to Him so that we can praise Him, and that we become one with Him. We become absorbed into God's oneness. Is He nekashiyos Him hamaskil? Eile hadvarim el umko de libo umecho azay menele kamayim aponim luponim. So this is the point that the Rebbe is explaining that the love of kamayim aponim luponim is a reaction and a reflection of the love that God shows us, and that's what is described in the brachas before the Shema, so that when we come to the Shema, we can fulfill the main purpose of the Shema, and that is that even when we're not on a level where we can love God on the higher levels of love, those types of love that are described in Tanya, in the Pirakim, in the chapters before Perek Mem Vav, through contemplation and through hisbonimus and so on, so that even when there is a yetzahara, where you have shnei yetzarecha, there's a yetzahara, and the yetzahara has not become elevated to where it loves God, and you have to love God in spite of the yetzahara, what kind of love is available on that level? to a person who is still in that condition where he has to overcome his Yetzirah, the love that is available is the reflective love, the reciprocal love that comes in reaction to God's love. And therefore, God's love has to be described for us prior to the Shema, before we say the Shema, and that's the purpose of the brachas before the Shema, in which we have a description of, first of all, the angels, and how they are unaware and cannot comprehend and perceive God in any deep way. They know only of God's distance, and they know only that God is unavailable, and this itself causes them to fear God and to praise Him. Whereas our relationship to God is described in the second bracha, Avas Elam, that God brings His love down into the world through the contractions that were described before, through the Tzimtzumim of the infinite light becoming concealed and hidden so that it can fit and be present in the lower world, and all of this in order that God should be able to bring us close to Him, and that we should become one with Him, and this love that God shows us is meant to bring out Kamayim Hapanim Alpanim. If we would only think about it, it would cause us to reflect back that kind of love, that we too would put aside all of our devotions, the natural devotions, the things that a person is attached to by nature. We would transcend all of that and love God above all other loves. In the Hayyim Yom of the 19th of Iyar, which is also the 34th day of the Emor, the Rebbe writes that Chassidus is a divine intelligence. It's intelligence and yet it's divine. It is the intelligence, the teaching that shows man how small he is and how high he can attain.